This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Faddis.
Trial of Donna Adelson coming up later this year. We've recently learned that the hitman is going to be testifying against her. No shock to any of that. But the questions still remain. How much involvement did Donna have in all of this? And I think the question, too, is how much did Donna realize, her influence would have an impact on all of this, of the life of Dan Markell being taken? Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. We're getting closer and closer on this. What's your take on this case as we're inching towards the trial date?
You know, this case has been a saga, and it's really made up of multiple cases. We've had a lot of the other actors tried and convicted. Mm-hmm. And so now we're sort of going up the chain. And how far attenuated are we going to get? I think defense is probably going to say, hey, this was just a mother who was trying to be protective and loving and didn't do anything criminal. And there's going to come a point where it's so attenuated that we're past the point of criminality. Is Donna free in that sense? We'll have to see.
There's a lot of questions to it. Exactly what did she know? When did she know it? What did she order? Was this a casual conversation? Was it as casual as Charlie likes to talk about it I was going to get you a hitman, but I got you a TV instead. And then it turns out you got a girlfriend that knows a hitman that knows a hitman. and it gets darker and darker.
Weird friend group.
But it does seem that Donna does have some knowledge of what's going on, as was evident in this phone call that we're about to hear. This is after Donna actually met with an FBI agent on the street who was posing as part of the hit group, but to get some reaction, to see exactly what Donna would do when presented with information about them helping their situation. It's hard to hear exactly what she says, but let's take a listen.
Did someone write a letter to you or something?
I've got some paperwork. Hand delivered.
You're being sued?
No, that's what I thought it was. I'm
going
to talk to you.
Does it involve me or other people?
Well,
what's that?
Probably the two of them.
It's hard to hear there, but Charlie asks, does it involve me or other people? Her response is twice, probably both of us. That doesn't look very good.
No, it's a horrible look, especially when we're talking about a murder for hire plot. But you know, defense is going to say, you know, people say things and, you know, do they really mean them? And what's the interpretation of both of us? And, you know, how far does it go in terms of involvement? Still a lot of unanswered questions there that will hopefully come to light at trial.
It's going to be interesting to see what we find out. There's other people in this case too. Harvey, the dad, kind of there. We've seen him in the arrest video when they arrested Donna at the airport. I guess the question is why Harvey? Why has Harvey not seen any charges in this yet? Or is it because there's just no evidence directly linking him to all of this?
I mean, according to the government, this was by all accounts a family affair, mm-hmm. right? You had all of the Adelsons, so many of them involved in this hit, and some have been convicted. And so, you know, was the dad just completely oblivious, you know, watching golf and drinking a beer while the family was plotting a murder? It seems implausible.
It does, but I could see it. In some cases, I know dads that are like that, where it's like completely oblivious to what's going on in the family. And quite honestly, when you do see a narcissistic, you know, mother like this, quite often the dads are exactly that. They're quiet. They're passive. They just kind of, you know, I've talked to psychologists about this, and this is what the typical dynamic is. So it actually is more plausible, I think, than we may think.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Just with when you look at Donna Adelson's personality and you know her protectiveness and alleged involvement in this case, I could see her being, you know, kind of the not wearing the pants in the relationship, but having some control and some influence over the husband.
I think wearing the pants, wearing the pantsuit, wearing the jacket, wearing the everything. I think everything's in control of Donna. And Harvey's just like, okay, I'm going to get another beer. You know, I don't know. Yeah. That's just kind of how it feels. Let's talk about Wendy Adelson, who has not been charged with anything. And normally in cases like this, where a spouse or an ex dies, is or murdered, the first person that goes down is the former spouse, if that family had anything to do with it. But in this case, Charlie went down. Donna's going down. But Wendy just kind of seems to be in this weird enmeshed relationship with her family where they're looking out for her. But does she know anything? Or does she just kind of know her family and what they're capable of?
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly,
so you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.